Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. This Bahamadia, God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, letting you know you are now listening to ME2K on Motivational Mondays. Get inspired.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building, man, and it's going down, man. It's Friday. And I'm live in the building with the one and only hip-hop legend.
Oh.
5 o'clock in the morning, DC's own, DMV's own. One of the chicks that I looked up back in the day when she was doing her thing, man, rocking the mic, man. My girl, Nonchalant is in the building.
What up, Lush Online Radio, what's up, and we also got your girl, you already know what it is, my girl Pinky, Killer Corn live in the building.
Hold up,
she got everybody in the club saying, hold up,
we in the building right now, and we already got callers live on the line, man, the lines are blowing up, man, and also big shout out to Miss Barack Obama, our first lady. She is 50, and she is wearing it well.
50
is
fabulous.
Definitely, yes. She's definitely doing her thing. Big shout out for her being a trendsetter. We also want to talk about these new pictures that Beyonce actually has out of Blue Ivy's first birthday, also her mother's birthday. They're getting down on the floor. Also, happy belated birthday to our girl Aaliyah, one in a million. We love you.
Wow.
You will be missed. We're going to be talking about that also. And, couple of movies that's coming out. We're going to be doing some reviews on that and talking about the Super Bowl. And we also going to be talking about the nominations for the Golden Globe. But we're going to get into this interview in a few minutes with our girl Nonchalant our girl Pinky Killer Corn live in the building. Let's Radio Online, man. We turned up. Calling at 347-826-77.
Call me. Call your girl Nonchalant.
Word. Definitely call us on the line. Wait on the line. We're definitely going to bring you in live in a few seconds. But right now, we're live with Nonchalant. Nonchalant, first of all, it's an honor and a blessing to have you live.
Thank you, babe.
Live on the show.
Thank you so much, Lush. I love you so much. We talk on the phone. Everybody don't know. Y'all don't know. But me and Lush, we have long conversations about getting together on the phone. And then we don't see each other for a long time. So finally, I made it up here. I'm just so happy to be here. And congratulations on everything you're doing, baby. You're doing incredible. Lush Online Radio is doing incredible.
Definitely. Sometimes I'll be like, yo, I'm going to get this woman in here. I got to chase her. You know, because she's a busy woman. She's on demand, man. So I definitely, like, love her. And I say it's an honor. She's like my sister. I definitely, a lot of wisdom, a lot of advice, man, from her. And definitely inspires me, you know, every single day, you know, to keep doing what I do. You know, it's all good. I mean, it's the truth. And so first off, you know, shout out to Deja Vu Records, actually the owners of the studio. That definitely sponsor us. Big shout out to him. You can come in here and record, do your thing out here. We're in the same building as WPGC 95.5 when we're doing our thing. So, Nonchalant, let's get into this interview.
Okay, baby.
Okay, so what inspired you to get into the music industry at the time that you came in?
Well, I mean, a lot of people say it sounds corny, but it's the truth. A lot of people say, you know, when music is in your blood, you know, it was always there. Being creative was always there. But I don't think I ever told this story live. The real reason I started doing music, I mean, it was in me, but the real reason was to meet Janet Jackson. I never told
anybody. Are you serious?
The Lush Radio Online
Exclusive.
The original reason. I mean, I was just doing music. I had a lot of friends that did, you know, rap songs and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I went home. I was really young. And you know how your mother pats you on your head when you say, so I said, Mom, I figured out how to do that. She's like, okay. I said, I'm going to make this record, and then I'm going to get famous, and then we're going to be someplace at the same time, and then I'm going to meet her. And she was like, okay, baby. It was one of those, okay, baby, poor thing. That's what she said. But, I mean, that's a true story, but music was always in my blood. I was always around it. You know, like I said, I had friends. I was always at the studio, you know, always singing or rapping. And what happened was I was in the studio. I was actually singing. I was a part of a singing group. And they needed a rap part.
Okay.
So it was really simple for me to do. So I started rapping, and one of the producers was like, "Why are you not rapping?" And I was like, "Because I'm singing." So, but you know, it was it. So we just started recording rap records, mm-hmm. you know, at the same time, me doing all my vocals and everything like that. And it just, you know, it just came about. And of course, you go through, which I know a lot of artists can relate to this right now, you go through a series of producers and people that want to be a part of your career. They help you, they don't help you, whatever. So I moved around a lot, and luckily, you know, I ran into the guys, Black Productions. Shout out to Lonnie Capen and Bam, who did 5 o'clock and a number of things, and they were actually the ones that were instrumental, the ones that got me my deal.
Wow.
At MCA Universal. So, you know, it's always been with me, but, you know, Lush Online Radio, you got that exclusive, you know, that whole Janet Jackson thing. Did I ever meet Janet? No, I never met Janet. I met Michael.
I met
Michael.
Confused.
Yeah, exactly. But it was crazy. It's crazy how it all started. But you have to love it. You know, the love was always there. So, yeah, it's been an incredible journey.
I'm gonna tell you a secret though, now.
In front of everybody. Okay.
In front of everybody.
I love it.
I really wanted to be Janet Jackson's backup dancer.
Killing me right now. Oh my God! Did you have the black hat with like the metal on the front?
I have it. I actually still have it to this day.
You're a mess.
I have problems.
Nothing wrong with that. I think everybody had a little bit of Janet in them. I think everybody was Rhythm Nationed out. So yeah, definitely.
Wow, that's exclusive right there. I never knew that.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
I mean, everything that came along with the journey was gonna happen, and then, like I said, the love was there. But it was crazy. I just like I gotta meet Janet Jackson. I was I mean, at this point, I mean, it would be great to meet her, you know, of course. But I met Michael, so I'm good.
But I'm just saying, what if you met her again? Like, you met her.
Uh-huh.
You finally got to meet. What would you do? Would you freak out a little bit?
I'm not in that same place right now, because actually we have been in the same place, and I've had the opportunity to meet her, but, I mean, we just never really crossed paths. But definitely, I think she's an icon, and I would definitely be, you know, like, humbled and struck, you know, but I wouldn't be like I was before. Before, I probably would have fell out. I probably wouldn't even remember. Yeah, I was like, and I really did meet her. Are you sure? No, I probably would have been like that then, but now I'm cool, you know. Yeah,
right.
But it would be incredible to still meet her.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, you're both icons, wonderful women, inspirations to us all. Cause you guys, I mean, you still look young. I mean, I'm sitting here like, yo, whatever phone that you I got, can I have some of that, though, hon?
I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, just
she was launching line over here looking like she and I still not 20.
In my mind, I'm just like 12. I'm so silly. but really, I mean, you know, it's crazy because this whole thing that I'm doing, and I'll let you know, we have conversations, so we just talk. So I'm just talking to the listeners, too. But it goes along with something that I'm really excited about, this whole Spin Like a Girl brand that started, actually, but I'm making sure that it's done properly and just doing everything I can to make sure that when I really, really present it to everybody, you know, they truly understand. But the whole Spin Like a Girl is just the metamorphosis of everything that's, you know, happening with me right now. With everybody, a lot of people know, a lot of people don't know that I DJ. So, like, I have a Spin Like a Girl DJ Nonchalant shirt on right now. And just
zoom into that right there. You can
just
check it out.
Yeah, so
look
at my breath.
Look at her breath. Okay,
thanks. So anyway, you know, you think that, you know, people try to put numbers and ages in people, but luckily right now we're living in a time where, you know,
there's no age on it.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. So with this whole Spin Like a Girl thing, it's just a whole other extension of my creativity. You know, I genuinely respect the art of DJing. So, you know, it's a craft that I'm learning and just really, really enjoying learning about. But during the course of that time, I mean, just learning and realizing how many female DJs there are out there that's just like winning. And ironically, it was a woman that took me to get my 1200. Shout out to DJ Tracy Young, incredible DJ/producer right now. who took me to get my 1200s, I won't say how many years ago, but a long, long time ago. And they sat and they sat, and they're pristine right now, but they sat for a very long time until I said, you know what, I'm going, you know, I have the time now to really respectfully give the attention to the class. I'm going to do it now. And there's no time limit on when you can do something, when you can explore, you know, your creativity. So the Spin Like a Girl campaign is me, people seeing me do what I do, but at the same time learning about other female DJs, producers that are doing their thing and really, you know, kind of, not kind of, actually bringing us all together. There are a lot of other DJ coalitions that cater to women, and I just want to be one of those that can, you know, shine a spotlight on what women are doing musically as DJs and, again, as producers.
Which is actually needed because, you know, it's kind of hard, especially women nowadays, you know, just breaking in through whatever avenue you're doing because it's such, once again, it's a male-dominated industry.
Definitely.
So we have to still push harder than ever just to get that highlight on what we're trying to do, whether it's radio, DJing, or music in general, you know, and we go through all these different evolutions of music and these transitions of what they want, what the, you know, what they're looking for and stuff like that. So, you know, you have to definitely put that extra push in that. And we're going to get deeper into the whole DJing situation. We're going to open the lines to some callers, though.
Great.
Because we have a whole bunch of them on there, and we're going to talk more to you in depth about that. We got a caller live from the 301-659. You're live in the building with your girl Nonchalant and your girl Pinky Killer Corn. So go ahead, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hola.
Ah.
This Shanita, this Pinky cousin calling from D.C. Her little cousin Jay Sean is so happy she on the radio. Say hi to Pink.
Hi.
Hola.
If you can't believe it. So go ahead. Keep doing your thing. Love you. Proud of you, boo.
All right. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Tell them they got lions in the studio for them, too.
Y'all, she said she got lions for you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Oh, the baby.
Oh, we love the baby. Definitely, we appreciate you for calling in. We got another caller live on the line, 202-605-06. You're live in the building with us, Radio Online, Nonchalant, and Pinky Killer Corn. What it do?
Okay, what's up with you?
What up, though?
What up? My name is Curry DaVinci, and I am CEO of the Best of the DMV. So shout out to y'all, first of all, for that.
Right now.
Second of all, I wanted to say something.
Okay.
Because this is like, I'm in the middle of two different, I don't want to say eras, because I remember the box being on, and my father like, look at her. She right on Bennett Road with the video. You could do it. Because I always wanted to rap.
Wow.
So my father, he's really into music. And so I remember watching the 5 o'clock in the morning video. So I remember my father telling me all about it. And then you got Pinky, who's basically, she's not a fresh face, but when we talk about DMV female rap, she comes up in the discussion. You feel what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I'm at now. And so I've done a lot as far as the DMV and rapping. And what I want to say is keep the attitude that you have, because for real, let's not act like it's not an issue. It's hard for DMV female rappers. It's
Definitely.
Always been hard.
Definitely.
Okay? Whether you talking about with each other or whether you talking about with others, it's hard for females rap, period. You can have 1,000 niggas in the game, but you can't have 1,000 females in the game. And what I like about Pinky is that she don't have that DMV mindset. See, a lot of times we have that DMV mindset and we get locked in it, so we remain DMV. You know, when our purpose should be bigger than that. We got a story we want to exercise.
We just talked
about, sorry.
We actually touched on that situation of off line of stuff. It's definitely this whole crab in the barrel, being in the click and stuff, because, I mean,
I
really have to say that Nonchalant was one of the pioneers, especially for female.
Oh, she's the first, you know what I'm saying?
The first lady, the one that put it on the mark that, yo,
right.
That's for the DMV. We've had a lot of R&B artists, but for hip-hop, for rap, she's the
right.
one that platform to say, okay, you could do it, you know?
But let me tell you why, though, and I don't want to hold y'all up. I just got a lot to say because I'm a DMV female rapper myself. I've done it all from hosting to performing. Shout out to Eddie Kane, all that. You feel what I'm saying? But my whole thing is this. You have to, it's like these days, if you're not rapping on a trap beat, you're not going to get no play. You understand what I'm saying? And I think with the DMV, you know what I miss about the DMV, DC in general? We was very authentic. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could go to Florida and you could see a DC nigga and you could tell he was a DC nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? We had our own clothing lines. Of course,
wow.
We had our
wow.
own music.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's no authenticity to this area anymore because of the general music. We don't even dress like ourselves no more. So now, you know, you have a lot of these DC people who their first music is go-go, and you got somebody like me, my first music is go-go. I'm DC born and raised Trinidad, right? But I spit like I'm from New York,
uh-huh.
right? So the complication with me is that I got a lot of wordplay, a lot of metaphors, all that blah, blah, blah. But because if it ain't on an 808 trap beat, they don't want to listen to it.
Okay.
But if you take a lot, if you take 95, and I'm going to tell you the truth, like, I'm going to fuck it, 98. If you take 98%.
Due to the fact that our phone lines are blowing up and stuff, I want you to stay on the line and hold that thought. We're going to bring you back in and stuff because we still got to get through this interview, babe. So we appreciate you calling.
Definitely.
Stay on the line.
I agree with what you said.
Definitely. And we agree with what you're saying because it's definitely an issue. So we're going to bring you back in a few minutes. We're going to go to another phone call. Call us, stay on the line because we're going to bring you guys in and stuff because we still have to get through the interview. We're going to take in one more caller, and then we're going to bring in the rest of the people in a few in our intermission. We got a caller from the 202-374. You're live in the building with your girl Nonchalant, your girl Pinky Killer Corn. What it do, baby?
Hey, I'm a little nervous. This is Nichelle calling from D.C. Miss July 06. I'm just calling. Look, Pinky, I just want to say that I'm so proud of you. I remember seeing you as a little girl and just seeing you out, and I'm just proud of you. Keep doing your thing, girl. I originally listened to Go-Go. You are the only rapper, female, male, that I would ever listen to coming out the city. Keep doing your thing.
You got Nonchalant in the building, hip-hop legend, girl.
I'm sorry, man. Look, one thing about me, I'm going to keep it real, and that's all I listen to. So, Pinky, keep doing your thing, and I'm definitely going to support you, all right?
I think that was fine. I think make sure that you mute down. If you listen to the show live, make sure you mute that down when you call in and stuff. But we're going to continue into this interview. We're going to bring in the callers. Callers wait on the line. So, Nonchalant,
mm-hmm.
okay. So what is the difference between Nonchalant from in that era back then
mm-hmm.
to Nonchalant now? Your mindset of business and everything like that.
Well, definitely. I mean, I was way younger,
mm-hmm.
you know. The climate of music was completely different. You know, with the whole wait in line process, the big, you know, record labels that you had to be a part of if you wanted to win or what have you. But so back then, I was happy to be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, you know, there were people in there that I was paying, of course, because it was coming from my budget.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I had no idea for. Point blank and period, I had no idea my true value at the time.
Definitely.
Because I was so young, I wasn't taught properly. It happened so quickly, and it happens to a lot of artists like that, where you don't know your true value
mm-hmm.
As an artist. You know, this is your money that they're spending at the end of the day
mm-hmm.
when you're attached. That was back then.
Yeah.
Now, you know, of course, now being older and watching, you know, the metamorphosis of music and the internet come into play and independent being the new major, you know, you know your true wealth. I know my wealth as a person
individual. I've always been close to God, but I definitely go to God a lot more than I did before. Not saying that I was a heathen or anything before, but I'm just saying,
well,
you know, you grow. You know, you grow and you find out, you know, the true chain of command of things, and you know, the order of things, how you need to handle them, and then that will, in turn, make you know your true worth. So now, being older, you know, I know that still anything's possible because things are still happening for me. Back then, you know, I was like, oh, I got to make this happen, this first or second record, because if it doesn't, my career is over. There's nothing left for me. Now, because of branding, people are understanding branding. I understand that I am a brand still.
Yes.
You know, I know that brand can still expand. So, you know, it's just knowing who you are and knowing your self-worth and knowing exactly what's possible. Anything is possible. So now I truly know that, being older and watching things change, and for the better, some things for the better, some things not for the better. But at the same time, there's always change and there's always possibilities.
Definitely. And we spoke to earlier, like last we talked to Bahat Madia, which is a fellow sister of ours.
Shout out to B,
which is awesome producer,
incredible
artist. And everything, and she did DJs also a little bit also, but when I was talking to her, she was saying not until like recently now is when she really is grasping this whole stardom, that she really, you know,
mm-hmm.
did her thing. Is that the same with you, like, or did you already feel yours at that time? Are you still like kind of still embracing like, oh my God, like I set this path for these artists in general?
I think what it is I've always appreciated when the people appreciate something that came from me. I can honestly say, you know, whenever someone comes to me at the beginning of my career, when they would come and say, your song did A, B, C, and D, your show did A, B, C, and D, I felt the same way. I felt humbled and appreciated that. Now, for this amount of time to have passed, and it's not like people continuously see me. They may have heard me someplace and didn't even know they heard me, maybe on a Walmart commercial or a Giant commercial doing voice work or something like that, or on the radio doing voice work, but visually didn't see me doing what they know me for, like actually rapping or putting out records. To still have that appreciation for people to see me and be like, when I'm DJing and then it clicks for them, this is 5 o'clock in the morning, Nonchalant,
mm-hmm.
and then I get that, oh, wow, you know, that, you can't, you know what I mean, there's no words that you can say that will explain how that makes my heart feel.
Yeah.
So it's just humbling and it's just a blessing. That's no other way in order for me to say it. It's just a blessing to still have that. And a lot of people, you know, that whole thing, one hit wonder, was a negative thing for a long time. But like I tell people at shows or when I'm speaking or what have you, any creative person that's doing music, I pray that you get one.
Yeah.
You know, if you get one.
For real.
You know, exactly. I mean, I want people to have more, but it's because that one that, you know, someone just recently hit me on Instagram was like, I just read about you in the Vibe Hip Hop, you know, history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just read about you. You get that one, you know, can right now let me get on a plane right now and I can fly for however many, 14 hours.
Definitely.
And get off and do a show and someone genuinely appreciates. That is a blessing.
Yeah.
In 2014 when I released a record in 1996.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I'm gonna tell you, besides being media, I am a big fan of Nonchalant.
Aww.
I remember, I even told her on the phone and she was laughing at me. I was like,
crazy.
Now, I was like, at that time, you know, I was a little younger back then. I was doing a talent show. And at that talent show, guess who were two of the judges that was at the talent show? Nonchalant
and
Big Tigger.
Shout out to Tig.
When
Shout
he was on 95.5, this is when I came out here from New York. I was going to school out here. And they were in there and they were doing the talent show and I was performing and stuff. And that was when I was a big hip-hop rap fan. I was crazy with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, it's Nonchalant in the audience. Oh, my God. I was fucking out like,
what's up?
You know,
love.
And so, and then all these years, now I'm actually I get to talk to one of the idols that I love so much. You know, I've been blessed to be able to talk to her, Bahamadia and T-Boss from TLC, and it's just like, it just, I don't know what to say. Sometimes I get shocked because I'm like, I can't believe this. It's like, sometimes it's like a dream come true to me.
That's sweet. That's
love. Know,
that's
because,
love.
And remember, at the end of the day, too, once you get to know an artist, and really get to know them. You know, they're wonderful people. You got to remember, they're just like us. They go through their situations, too.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, some people just feel like all artists are supposed to be this squeaky clean, or they're just supposed to be like, they're supposed to do this, do that. But everybody has their different situation. I just, when I deal with the artist, I want to get to know who the artist as a person is, because I want to be able to drink Kool-Aid with you.
I know, that's
peanut
right.
butter and jelly
noodles
sandwiches.
And that's right.
Chill out, you know.
Look, she offered us oodles and noodles when we came in.
I know.
I'm going to oodles and noodles.
Okay.
I'm going to put them right in the microwave, though.
I know that's right.
Word.
It's
you
crazy.
Know
it's crazy that you're saying that, because that's how the relationship with myself and Kinky
uh-huh.
all came about.
Definitely.
Is that meeting her several years ago via someone that she was working with. They wanted me to consult for their company, and I met her with a number of other artists. And then years later, actually seeing her out, I was at a performance for my nephew. Shout out to Cal Ripps and Aviana Andromeda. Rest in peace. I love you forever. Kinky was performing.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, you know, that's Kinky.
Uh-huh.
So it was great seeing her again. But the beautiful thing was that I saw her, you know, honing her craft. She was better than she was before.
Yeah.
You know, just doing what she needed to do and just getting better. Her show was rocking. So I was like, and that was a couple of years ago. That was years after
I
first met her. And then, you know, seeing her again. Exactly. And then seeing her again, and, you know, and this will veer off into something else. And I know you have your questions, but, you know, seeing her again and saying, you know, I need help, and can you help me? Because I'm in the same situation sometimes that, you know, I need help, instruction, conversation, information, what have you. And so I was like, you know, definitely, any way that I can help you, that's exactly what I'm going to do. One, you're yeah, exactly what I'm going to do. And I feel like, you know, there may be people, artists listening right now, like, oh, Nan ain't helped me. But actually, I did help you. I did what I could do for you. And what I find so many times is that when I run into people, you know, and they say, oh, I got my artist, and then I meet them, and it's like five people in the room, five artists. I'm like, do you understand? You have five careers. You have five lives right now that's
Definitely.
Sitting and waiting for you to make it happen for them.
Definitely.
And so when people would come up to me, and not saying I'm all that, but, you know, I appreciate the fact that people think or feel that I have some form of wisdom
mm-hmm.
to give them in some way that I can help them. So when they come and say, Nan, can you manage me, or Nan, can you do this? I'm going to tell you I'm going to do exactly what I can do for you. I'm going to help you in any way that I possibly can. But I don't want, you know, to sit in a room with five people and they looking at me like, what are we doing? And I'm like, wait a minute. It is. And people don't really understand the magnitude of saying that, you know, you're going to take on somebody's career. So just, you know, if you can help somebody, you know, within and give them information or whatever it is you can give them that. But don't sell them a dream, because I know how that feels. You know, I know how it feels to be told. And this is over time, you know what I mean, conversations I've had with a lot of people, like, I'm going to do this, and that's actually how I got my name, Nonchalant, from originally someone telling me, oh, such and such is coming to the studio. And I'm like, okay, were you not excited? Maybe I get excited when I actually see them, but I think I heard another such and such was coming and another such and such was coming, so I'll get excited when I actually see them.
So you're just
so I'm just going to chill, and then you acting nonchalant. Actually, I am acting nonchalant. So that's what we're going to call. No worries. That's what I'm going to be.
That's where the name came from.
That's exactly where it came from. But, you know, just seeing her, so, you know, that whole story about you. Shout out to Dior Brown, dope MC also, who had the same type of situation with me meeting. And, you know, it's just crazy when you meet people and then you see them again and
mm-hmm.
you see them surpassing, you know, what they thought they could do, and they're very happy in their lives and happy in their creativity.
Definitely.
You just want to be a part of that and instrumental in it in any way you can. Just, you know, help people and they'll help you.
Definitely. And I want to go to Pinky real quick, transition to Pinky. How do you feel Nonchalant plays a role in your life as being a female artist?
Well, first of all, just like everybody that called him, like you said, I used to be rewinding the tape and recording on the radio trying to learn the words.
I'm like 100 years old. Came out when dinosaurs were alive. You can rewind the tape. The girl called in was like my father, like 80 years old.
Stop. You just want to get on that. Jason was just here.
So
but no, And then, you know, she started saying that time where I'm from, you know, that everything right there behind her. And I was looking like, back then when I was there, young, I didn't feel like I could be a rapper, but I wanted to be out there. I wanted to be an actress, I wanted to be on TV, I didn't want to be on TV. I just felt like that's what I wanted to do. When I met her with her that day, I didn't know she was going to be there. First time I saw her again. I was starstruck. I was looking at the people in the room like, I don't know who y'all are. I told my best friend, Stephanie, shout out Stephanie. I was like, and I wanted to just go over there to her and be like, please, can I really see her? But that's, I'm not that kind of person. So, you know, I seen her again, and I just really feel like she paved the way a lot. And I'm thankful that she's working with me now, and she's such a good person. I'm honored that she's working with me.
That's, and you know what? I want to touch on that, too, because the thing about it is women come together because we have an issue with women, you know, the whole cattiness, and it almost seems like it's a competition. My thing is, like I said on one of my Instagrams, it's like my sister is not my competition.
Right.
You know, we are all here to work together. I want to see you grow with me.
Right, exactly.
Let's both make it instead of, oh, I got to be in this clique, or I'm not rocking with her. I'm not
in numbers.
Yeah, you know, it's the weakest link. You know, if you got several chains together, you have a strong chain.
Exactly.
But
if you
have a weak chain, it's not going to work. So we got to start working together, especially us women.
Yeah. Because
we don't have that many outlets
no,
for
we
us,
don't.
You know?
We don't. We really don't. Shout out to Roddy MC, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rod. Shout out to so many females. Shout out to the young lady that called earlier.
Definitely.
You know, and it's so, like I said, there's so many creative, you know, people in the DMV. Shout out to Nerd Nation that I just got off the phone.
Yeah, shout out to Nerd Nation, man.
Shout out to so many people. Shout out to Roxy. Shout out to Art Under Pressure. You know, and that's my whole thing right now. I mean, I do find that we're getting a way better at that in the DMV as far as working together creatively. Because now you have, you know, clothing, you have, you know, the art, you have music, you have all these things coming together, you know, and they all along the same lines at some point in time going to cross paths. And then you know, if you don't work together, it's just going to be a situation of, you know, only a few of us winning.
Definitely.
So, if you know, if we do what we can together, I definitely see us winning even more so than we are right now.
Definitely. And, callers, don't choke me. I'm going to bring you on. Hold on.
Love you, callers.
We love you. We're going to go ahead and bring in one more caller. And I'm going to go ahead and play two of the songs that we got from my girl, Pinky. You know what I'm saying? We got some.
Hold on.
So we're gonna we got a caller from the 202-553 live in the building. What it do, baby? 202-553. What it do, baby? Hello, 553. All right, you can stay on the line. All right, we have callers from the 202-425. You're live in the building. Let's radio online. What it do, baby?
All right, this is Mon D. I'm calling to send my support out to Pinky Killer Corn.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, good luck to her. Y'all deep on that radio. Y'all sound good. I just wanna send my support out to all y'all ladies.
Definitely.
Love you, Pinky.
That's what's up.
Thank you. A lot.
You can't hear us?
Nah.
I sent you a lot of love.
She said a lot of love.
Oh, I need
all the love I can get.
Definitely.
I love you too.
Okay.
Shout out to her. And we got another caller. We got a caller from the block line. What it do? Who you hiding from?
I know who it is.
Oh, you find out. Block caller, what it do, baby?
It's me. I'm calling. I wanted to say hola.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Hola or whatever.
Hola.
Number one thing. Gonna make sure my dog, we gonna get there. Shout out to Pinky doing her thing. Keep doing you, boo. Love you, babe. You already know what it is. You don't gotta clean me out. Love you. See you when you get home, boo.
Wow. You gonna have a plate waiting and stuff, man?
Yeah,
I'm putting in my bed, too. What's up? Damn.
Hold up. That's what you gotta say. That's what gets you to the gym. That's what 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hold up.
Okay.
We got another caller from the 202-270. You're live in the building. What it do?
What's hola. Good, Pinky? What's good, Ski? Hola. It's Slim Vegas calling to show my love to my homegirl, Pinky Killer Corn. It's about to be a 2014 female takeover, so y'all stay tuned, man.
Definitely.
No, just here to let y'all know, us females, we got to stick together, man, show these males that we can do the same thing they do, man. But shout out to you, baby girl. All love over here. You already know.
Definitely. And don't forget, callers, when you call in, you know we got the hip-hop legend, Nonchalant, live in the building, and Pinky Killer Corn, your girl, Lucky Lush, live in the building, 347-826-7722. Call in. You already know what it is. Hold up. Caller from the 202-500.
What's up, Pinky? This Chef, man. I just wanted to say, you already know it's all love. Much support over here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do this female movement and take over.
Shout out. That's Slim Jenkins.
He said Chef.
Oh, Chef, what's up, boo?
Chef, Pretty P, baby. You already know what it is.
I'm well now.
Hold
on. Shout out Pretty P. Shout out Rap. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Slim Jenkins. Everybody, thank y'all for calling in.
Definitely.
We just took Baltimore over the other day. Now
yes.
I'm about to see
yes. Wow.
It's definitely an all girl thing, man. We're going to take over.
Definitely.
Hello.
Chef, so I'm saying, what's up? What you cooking up? Cook it up.
Oh, you know how I cook it.
Cook it up. That's what's up, man. We appreciate you, Chef. We're going to go to some music real quick for my girl, Pinky. Yeah, you know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's your girl, Lushy, about to go to this music real quick. So hold on for a second. Call us, call in at 347-826-7722. Big shout-out to our sponsors, Deja Vu Records, ENT. You can come in here and do your rehearsal, record your show. If you're interested in doing an online radio station, don't forget to check us out. Deja Vu Records and Entertainment. Follow us at Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. And we're going to go ahead and go to this music real quick, man. So right now we got Congo.
Congo.
We gonna play Congo real quick and we're gonna come back. Lush Radio Online. Congo.
I do it my Congo go. Hey.
It's about to come on in a second. You know this live radio. Oh man.
You
already know what it is, man. That's Radio Online. We're going to play this song.
Definitely. Follow your girl, DJ Nonchalant on Instagram.
Definitely follow Instagram.
Thank you, Killer Corn. Hold up.
Yeah.
Congo. Congo. Yo, this your girl Leslie Les live in the building, man. And that was Congo right there.
Congo
go
Congo go
We live in the building. It's your girl Leslie Les live in the building. It's turned up right there. That was Congo's right there. And we're going to get right back into this interview with your girl, the one and only Nonchalant, and your girl, Pinky Killer Corn. So, Nonchalant, man, tell us what's going on right now. Right now, in the mix, right now, in the
right
moment.
Now,
right now,
what's
going
right
on
now?
Right now? Tell us.
Well, let me stop. No, but what's going on, like I said, the exploring DJing, so spin like a girl, definitely I'm DJing a lot all over. Shout out to Sports Zone. Sports Zone is a huge supporter of mine, and I'm actually going to be the voice of Sports Zone Radio.
Wow.
We're about to launch that. So I've been reaching out to a lot of artists that I've run into over time, local artists, DMV artists, saying, you know, hit me up. Let me get some drops from you. So definitely hit me up at non202@yahoo.com if you're an artist of any kind. And, you know, hit me up with a drop, STZN Radio. Beat Elite is the tagline. And, you know, I'll put you in the mix. It's all about, you know, just showcasing the DMV. Sports Zone is so instrumental in doing that, like with the brands, the Skyline Socks, Laces Up, Lace Up Laces, the Don't Be a Bama brand.
Yeah, big shout out to our sponsor, Don't Be a Bama.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, they shout out to John Mastriani at Sports Zone, a very, very huge supporter and a supporter of the DMV movement, any type of creative movement. So definitely love to them. And like I said, just DJing everywhere. I'm always going to be a artist, so I have 1,000 songs that I'm recording and nobody will ever hear. And then I got 1,000 more that I'm working on. Shout out to Guru, definitely Gamel. So much love for my guy. We are working on something right now. Shout out to Bahama Diaz and shout out to B. She's so dope. You know, definitely want to work with her. There's a lot of people that I still want to work with that I've crossed paths with that were really good friends. And, you know, we just want to do some creative things. So, but right now, Spin Like a Girl is a huge thing. Definitely helping Kinky Taylor Corn. Shout out to Cal Ripps, my nephew, who Cal is just doing his thing. He is just so incredibly talented. Look him up, Cal Ripps, again, and Louis the 15th. Also my nephew, incredible, dope MC. That, you know, anything that I can do for them, that's my family. Just like Pinky has become my family, anything that I can do for them, I'm definitely doing it. But Spin Like a Girl, get behind that campaign. Definitely Spin Like a Girl. And it's just not for women, guys. I get a lot of support. Shout out to DJ Casper. Oh, my God. Shout out to Cass. I love Cass. Cass gets calls from me, text messages at like 2 a.m. Cass, can you tell me such and such? And he's like, what up, Nan? Every time. Shout out to DJ AMC. Soto, Lacey King, so many people that are so helpful to me. You know, even if it's for a minute, I can call these people, you know, at any time of the day, night, and they're like, Nan, what up, what can I do for you? So, you know, just so many, and so a lot of people that I'm not mentioning, but I'm saying all of that to say is that these are people that, shout out, oh, my God, Dopest Ethiopians, oh, my God, my BFF, that help me in so many ways, and it's not like they are there all the time. It's not like it's a payroll situation. Some of them, I owe them $1 million. I never pay you what I owe you because it's done for love. So, and I'm saying all that to say is, again, going back to, you know, the whole creative process, the whole creative movement in DMV. You know, if you can help somebody, definitely help them. Shout out to Greg Baker. Greg Baker, shout out to Willie Young over at Capstone. So many people, you know, I was rocking at, Howard Theater opened up for Salt and Pepper. And,
wow.
That was phenomenal. So shout out to everybody that was at the Howard Theater that saw us rock. But a person, you know, I called Greg up. I was like, Greg, you know, I'm trying to, you know, do this. Like, they mentioned it to me, you know, what's the situation? Greg was like, it's a done deal. So, you know, those types of things. And then I didn't talk to Greg for like a week. You know, shout out to Tasha Berry. So didn't talk to Greg for maybe a month. But it's just that phone call of, you know, saying,
still keeping,
you know,
them
rapport. Exactly. But it's been people that I don't even know, you know, like Tia Soto, who I just met in 2013, that feels like I've known her
forever
because of how, you know, instrumental she's been in helping me. So I know I'm going on and on, but I can't stress it enough that if you're someone that knows somebody that needs some help, it might just be a conversation, it might be just a phone call, it might be, you know, just telling them the truth about what their music is. I'm keeping it real, you know what I mean? You know, do that, just do that, because you never know how much that might help somebody, you know.
And you're paying it forward, whether it doesn't matter, it doesn't really have, everybody's focused on finance, it doesn't have to be financial, because the wisdom you can carry on and you can pay on forward to teach somebody else. Like, big shout out to my interns that are in here. Big shout out to Andrew and Diamond. They work diligently. They're in here. They're willing to learn. They got their drive, and they want to do what they're trying to excel and take it to the whole other level with their skills. And I'm willing to take what I've learned to teach them, because eventually I want them to teach somebody else, and that's what it is, you know. I think that's just the teacher in me, but, you know, I just like helping people.
Right.
So that's the, because if we don't, what is it, each one, teach one, teach one?
Yeah, exactly. And just in conversations.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when we talk, you know, you telling me things that I didn't know about, you know, it's just like, oh, you know such and such, and you know such and such, and I'm like, yeah. But it's you know, you could have kept that close to your breast to somebody else, you know, that you know that you've been knowing, but you didn't. It's conversation, and you just passing and giving out information. And, I mean, dag, information is free. I mean, the Internet is there, but if you know somebody that knows it, and you get it off the Internet, you be like, oh, yeah, I knew that. Well, why the hell you ain't tell me? You know what I mean? What's good?
What, what's, oh,
with that, though, with people? Like, they get information, you're like, okay, like, I'm an Army veteran. Like, I knew somebody that had some information. I'm like, but you're not going to share it with me?
I mean, like what? I mean, and that's the thing. I don't understand that. I've found that, you know, if you're giving, it's going to come back to you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to come back to you, whatever you did. If you give something that ain't good, that might come back to you, too. I mean, karma's, you know, we all know what karma is. But, I mean, it doesn't cost anything for a conversation if you just have a little bit of wisdom to give somebody, you know. So, I don't know.
That's definitely that.
I could go on and on about that.
And we're going to switch it. We're going to switch that with Pinky real quick, too. So.
Don't nobody want to talk about Pinky.
Girl, hold up.
Indeed, talk about my girl Pinky.
So, Pinky, what's going on with you, mixtapes, all that stuff? What are we looking out for right now?
Okay, well, right now I have my Killer Corn mixtape out. You can go get it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, DeathTiff. It's everywhere, like Killer Corn is in everything. And then I have working on my next mixtape, Shady Chips and Phone. Everybody that's been messing with me, and just like, it's just like, when I first started out doing this, you know, coming being a female, it was hard, but I don't take for granted all the stuff that I went through, like, you know, all the doors that were closed in my face, and all this, if it wasn't for that, then I wouldn't be, you know, who I am today. It feels better when it's earned, and I feel like I've been, you know, went through all the open mic stages and all that, and now I'm just trying to build my brand, like, now I'm teaching me, I want to have everything. Pinky gonna be on everything. T-shirts, headbands, glasses, walkers, chains, telephone, everything.
The walkers and chains.
Yeah,
I love it. That's my girl, definitely.
And dealing with this industry now, how important is it for you to, like, you know, because back in the day when a lot of people were going in, it was more like we all did it for the love of it. So we went in there, we didn't really like research the business side. So now you in this new age of music. How important is for you to learn the business besides just the music in general?
I mean, I'm definitely for the love of it because I ain't there yet, but I'm learning also. You know what I mean? So I'm willing to learn. And it's just like basically I know that what I put into it, I'm going to get out. So I've been researching. You know, like I said, I've been learning a lot from now, like the women you're talking about. And it's just like the internet is just so right there. Everything is so accessible to me now. Where it wasn't like that back then. So it is a lot easier for me to go look it up, put it on Google, whatever it is I want to know, find out about different artists and things I need to know. It's all right there. So it makes it easier. The internet really is a big help.
Definitely.
Not as hard as it used to be, I guess, but basically that's it.
Or you can go to the school of YouTube. Shout out to YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Anything. YouTube me. Thank you, Killer Corn.
There you go.
You already know what it is.
There you go.
Where did the Killer Corn come from, though?
It is.
Killer
question.
Corn.
Oh,
no. Question. Okay. Well, basically, as you were asking earlier, Pinky was the name I got when I was dying. The birth child, my aunt Stacy named me that. I was a little pink little.
So pink little thing.
Too funny looking thing. I was a little baby. Killer Corn is basically like, one day I was in the studio and we were just talking about corn. You know, it might sound rhyming because I was...
What kind of corn, though?
I was the Popeye corn in the car.
Corn on
the
car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with
butter
with the butter and the paper.
Yeah, okay.
Got all my dog dentures, you know.
I want some Popeye's now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I eat it with the cake and smoke while I was eating it. And then my man, Zegu, shout out Zegu. He was like, man, you eating that killer corn? I'm like, yeah, come on. But I was like, I know white corn. I love corn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just started researching, like I told you.
Uh-huh.
It's that simple. It's like that. Corn, like what is corn? What, you know? And I found out it was in all this stuff that I didn't know it was in, like batteries, Pampers, you know, corn, fructose syrup, and all this stuff. And then also when you eat corn, you know, people might not pay attention to that, but sometimes it comes out, you know, come out whole, and it's like,
yeah,
I know I chewed up, I chewed.
But I might have ate it like a week ago, and it's still in there.
That's me.
You know
what I'm saying?
That's a lot of information.
Damn,
Wow. A month ago, but that's me basically. I'm, you know, I'm about to be in everything. I'm not only going to be, you know, just a one thing. I'm branding myself, all different types of genres of music, all types of places. And they're going to be like, I ain't no Pinky just doing this, doing that. Yeah, I'm doing that. And then, you know, last week, can't digest me or come out whole. Can't touch me. There's nothing you can do to me, you know?
Nothing you can do to me.
I'm going to call and hit a you know?
Hola.
And I'm like, I mean, like when I first met Nam, when my song, first song I ever made, went around, I got, my style is just me. And they like it. It's like, what we talked about the other day, it's real and it's good.
Mm-hmm. It's
in the place, real good. That's basically what it is. That's what California is. I mean, everything. Just
that's
like corn. Look it up.
I gotta tell you something. I love these glasses, man. She's killing it, right? She kills it with the glasses. She got, like, I ain't never seen these glasses like this before. Like, these glasses are hot. She got them all different kind of colors, man. She be killing it.
I know, right?
On exclusive, man. I sell these, I wore these, I'm selling them on eBay. Y'all want to buy them from the
store? Hey, gotta get that money. Hold up. Exactly.
I get you a hold up and all that.
I need that. I'll be like this. Hold up.
Shout out to Nerd Nation. We're about to do that.
Definitely. And they're going to actually be on the show. Look out, coming up in February. Nerd Nation will be in here in the building rocking with us. They've been showing us mad love. And also, big shout out to Don't Be a Bama, our other sponsor. Shout out to Game Face. Always have your Game Face on. And Deja Vu Records. And shout out to my interns out there doing their dang thing. So, you guys, now, the final questions I have for both of you guys is, like, if you could give advice to youth out there that's trying to get into the industry, whether it's vegan, artist, whatever situation, you're trying to get into the industry, what kind of advice would you give them? First, the top three no-nos and the top three do's and don'ts.
Well, the top three no-nos would be, one, always on time. You know, that's one of that whole late thing, that whole being late for the show, that whole thing. It's top three. I don't know. I got a lot of top threes. I got a lot of number ones. New artists doing shows as a DJ, I'm going to tell you what I hate. And this might not be a top for anybody else, but I hate it when an artist is doing a show, and this is at the beginning stages, and then they give me the CD or a thumb drive and say, go to track.
With no name on it.
Oh,
track one. Hey, that's not it.
Go to track
one.
Right now, it's a lot of artists listening to me right now saying, whatever, I'm telling you. It's the DJ, the sound person appreciates it so much. When you respect your craft enough to know that you're going to do this song or these songs on this show, and these are the songs, I don't have to fist through 15 tracks to get to track 7, and then it ain't firing up, and then you like sound. Come on. Okay, so I went to a personal moment. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I'm just like, just because it looks better for you. You know what I mean? You and the sound people, definitely. It's so many, again.
And understand, you got to respect the DJ, because on top of that, she's risking her name or risking her time, even putting your track on it.
But more importantly, it could be just the sound person.
Doing it.
You got to figure, if you're at an open mic, hypothetically, let's say an open mic, you got 15 acts, everybody's ready to go, everybody wants to go before the crowd leaves. So the sound person is faced with all these, you know, thumb drives and all of this different stuff. Right, say, or DJ, and then you give them something, and it's like, okay, they're expecting you to say, unfortunately, what track is it? It's just put it on and let it go. Or it's only three tracks on and you can let them go. You don't have, they respect that so much because that's less work for them. And then for artists that's going into meet the sound people, if you can go to a show and you're able to talk to the DJ and meet the sound person, I always go up to the DJ when I come into a venue. I always go find out who the DJ is because you want them to spin your record on whatever level they're on. So you meet the DJ, you go talk to the sound man and let the sound person know, I appreciate what you're doing because you can either make my mic sound good or you can leave the board, my mic cut off and they can't find you. So, you know, respect the sound people. Be on time. Definitely appreciate, you know, the fact that people don't have to be here to listen.
He took my phone.
Okay, I won't say that. Just hear what I just said.
When I say stay free to yourself, I mean, that's my thing. One of the songs I came out with was Forever. When I was with the Major Boys, my first line was Forever, I'm going to be myself. And that's just, it's like, you know, they say sell your soul and all that. It's just like, be you. That's what I came this far as I am, by just doing what I do, and that's do me. You know what I'm saying? My music is an expression of me. Like, you know, it's like you got a lot of people in your ear. People telling you, don't do this, don't do that. It becomes like, I don't know what to do, but my best advice is just do you. And, you know, don't take it for granted. Don't burn no bridges.
That's real talk right there.
No, but we all know the most important thing is definitely seek God first. It might sound corny.
Yes.
It might sound corny, but God, you have to seek God first because, you know, that's the first. God, please help me. God, please help me right now. You always, in the negative, you praying, but keep God first in your career.
Definitely. Because they throw you in here with these wolves, man.
I can't even make this up. My mother is the one that always keeps God first. Soon as I said it,
my mother just popped up.
But I know she's not hearing it. I know she don't hear this. But I said God, and she's like, let me call my baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Call my mother like, my mother love God.
But real talk, big shout out to both of these wonderful women live to just honor us with their presence live in the studio. Due to the time, we got to go ahead and go into these announcements of what's going on this week. But I want you guys to tell them all your social networks and how we can get in contact with you.
I want to say thank y'all for calling, everybody that called. I appreciate it. I love y'all. I love the love. You can follow me at Pinky Killer Corn, that's PinkyKillerCorn. That's on Instagram, Twitter, that's my Gmail. Don't be all in my Gmail with nothing funny. it's at Yahoo. I'm sorry, PinkyKillerCorn at Yahoo. And just download my mixtape. Get my mixtape over iTunes. Support me. I'm going to support you. I try to do. Oh, that's another one. Support. You got to, just like respect, you got to give support to give.
Definitely.
I sit through them things and be like, oh, but it's still like I'm right there. I want you to see it. I'm supporting you like you support me.
Definitely. Super Non, Nonchalant on Facebook, The Super Non on,
is that me on Instagram?
Look, that's going. I swear people think I'd be smoking or something, but I don't, y'all. I'm straight high off the light. But yeah, Instagram is The Super Non, Facebook is Nonchalant, and Twitter is Super Non. And shout out to Diva in the building, too.
Shout out Diva in the building.
And I just want to say thank you so much again. I can't thank you enough, Lush, because, I mean, from the day that I first met Lush, she's been the same person, just a good person, nothing but love and support. So I want to thank you so much for having me on here and continue to be the person that you are in my life, a support system. So I genuinely appreciate that. Shout out to and thank you to LushOnlineRadio.com and Deja Vu Records. You know, so much support from you guys. So thank you so much.
Definitely. And I want to thank both of you guys. It's an honor and a pleasure to have both of you wonderful ladies doing your thing out here. And you know what? Ladies got to support one another. And I implore everybody out there to support one another and stop hating, man. Stop it.
Not getting paid to hate.
Stop it, man. Come on, man.
I got that on the Instagram a little bit. Paid to hate. Something like that.
Definitely. And because of time, I got to run through these announcements real quick and stuff. Big shout out to House of Hair. They have their new website, House of Hair. Big shout out to them. Another one of our sponsors. Check them out. Also, don't forget, big shout out to Miss Michelle Obama, our first lady. It was her 50th birthday today. Also,
shout out, Michelle.
Definitely. She is 50 and fabulous. Definitely shout out to her. Big shout out to her. And also big happy belated birthday to Aaliyah. You know, we definitely miss you. You will be missed. And also movies coming out. We have Ride Along featuring Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. Definitely going to be a funny comedy. Devil's Due, supposed to be a horror.
I think it's kind of close to like Rosemary's Baby. I don't know, but last week the Hercules came out also. And nominations for Golden Globe Awards, we have 12 Years a Slave. If you haven't watched that movie, it's very impacting, very informative, and it's based on a true story. And I would have to say your girl Lupita, model, both. She's from Africa and
incredible.
She's from Kenya, and along with the other young man who actually played the lead, I call him T. He's actually Nigerian. He's from my country. He's Nigerian also. And he played a wonderful, outstanding role in that movie, and they got nominated for the Golden Globe and an Oscar. Also that got nominated was American Hustle and Wolf of Wall Street. Oh, my God, I love Leonardo DiCaprio. I love you. definitely
shout out
there. Definitely shout out to him. And also, don't forget that, you know, Martin Luther King, his birthday was on the 15th, and this is MLK weekend. Don't forget, we have a launch party going on this Sunday at the Shadow Room for Lux Radio Online, so you can come out. We're definitely inviting you guys to come rock out with us.
Shadow Room.
You going to go like, boom?
Yeah, in the building.
Hold up.
MLK weekend, and Coast to Coast also has a Coast to Coast industry event going down this month. We'll give you more details this week. Also, Scandal. I haven't really watched this show, but I finally watched it.
I love Scandal.
Let me tell you something. I haven't watched this show. I finally watched it yesterday, and it was so intense, besides all the other stuff that goes on with the president and your girl Olivia. But the intensity and some of the things, me being a former military vet also, the fact that I see some of the corruption and things that go on in the government, it was very intriguing to me. So I'm like, now I'm hooked. You got me. I'm stuck on Scandal now. Okay, so now I have to go back to Netflix and watch the whole season.
Gotta do that.
Big shout out to Scandal. And also, playoffs this week. Playoffs is going down. Seahawks versus the 49ers. Broncos versus the Patriots. And big shout out to Andrew for giving us that information.
I make a prediction.
What's your prediction?
The Redskins going to win the Super Bowl.
I'm done.
Hail to the Redskins.
Oh, my God. Okay, Super Bowl this year is in 2 weeks. Unfortunately, it's going to be in cold New York. Shout out to my NYC, but, yo, it's going to be cold. I've never seen them do the Super Bowl in a cold area.
They're excited about it because this is real football.
This is real football. You know, football, we don't care if it's snow, rain, sleet, whatever. We out there in the grunt. So, big shout out to everybody doing their thing. Let's Radio Online.
Shout out to V in the building.
Definitely. Big shout out.
Shout out to Diva.
Shout out to my girl, Hold Up, Nerd Nation, Nonchalant, we love you. Pinky, we love you.
3 to 15.
Andrew, shout out to you. Shout out to Talia, a.k.a. not the average 10-year-old. Shout out to B. We in here.
Rocks and sparkles.
And that's what it is. We're in the building. Let's Radio Online. We turned up and we out of here. Deja Vu Records. What up, baby?
Black Entertainment.
You already know what it is, man.
Hold up.
Love you,
shout
man.
Shout out to my boys, Mon.
Hold up. Y'all remember this back in the day?
No, I'm proud of it. Back in the day, Nonchalant Hip Hop Classic, right here on Lush Online Radio. .com, .org, dot everything.
You already know what it is. Oh yeah.